Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That website is 15 years old, too. Not only our show is 15 years old, the Small Business Advocate show, but smallbusinessadvocate.com is 15 years old, too. We update it every day, put new stuff up there. We're always improving it. We have a mobile site, which I encourage you to check out, and don't forget to check out our video series that we've been building now for over a year. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Karen Kerrigan, the president, the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. You've heard me talk about this. You know I talk about them even when Karen's not here. Well, how much I admire the hard work that they do. She and her organization does on behalf of you and me, small business owners, in our nation's capital, in the state houses, when policy issues are coming up that affect you and me. Karen, thank you on behalf of my audience, as I've done for 15 years. I still want to thank you again for all the hard work that you do for small business.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim. It is an honor and a pleasure, and it's just always great to be with you and your audience. It's a real highlight when I'm invited back.
Well, I appreciate that, Karen. You're up there. You got your finger on the pulse for small business issues. What are the big things going on right now? We got the fiscal cliff. We got Obamacare rate coming up on us. We got potential higher taxes. What's going on? What do we need to be looking out for?
Well, Jim, you're right. I mean, the fiscal cliff is the number one issue right now.
Remind the audience what that's comprised of.
Well, you know, at the end of this year, you know, a couple things take place. One, you have, you know, the Bush tax cuts that will expire, and a whole range of other tax measures that have already expired. So you have that combination, that multi-trillion-dollar hit to the economy if those are allowed to expire. Plus, you have sequestration, which would be automatic 10% across the board cuts in government spending. Mm-hmm. So you have that combination of sequestration and tax increases that will hit the economy all at once.
It's going to suck hundreds of billions of dollars of cash out of the economy into the government, or at least not spent by the government, in pretty short order. And many people are predicting that that's going to set the economy into a tailspin.
You got it. So, I mean, it is. It's a multi-trillion dollar hit. You know, the CBO said that the economy would go into a recession in early January if it were allowed to move forward. And, in fact, you know, it's hitting the economy now, Jim. I mean, it has a while. Business owners, are holding back even more.
Yep.
Hiring,
capital expenditures.
All size businesses, you're right. All that activity.
Yep. And not just businesses, big businesses. I heard,
I heard that
U.S. based, I mean, strictly domestic based companies have $1.3 trillion in cash sitting on the sidelines.
Well, yeah, because there is no confidence right now in our political leaders. When you have senators saying, "I think it's a good that we go off the fiscal cliff,"
yeah.
Which Senator Murray has from Washington,
right?
And the president. Saying that, you know, in his speech where he was reelected, that he wants to work with Republicans who collaborate with him on these major challenges, but then shortly thereafter saying,
yeah
I want to work with them, but on my terms. Well, that's not working together.
Well, he's going to play. He thinks he's got a mandate, so he's going to play chicken with them, and we'll see who blinks. But what do you think's going to happen?
You know, Jim, I've got to believe that they've got to resolve this,
but they don't have time to resolve it, do they, Karen? Don't they only have time to sort of patch it up and send it down the road a little bit?
Oh, and Jim, that's the larger issue. Okay, so they fix it, we don't go over the fiscal cliff, but the fact of the matter is that there's long term challenges are still there in terms of the
uncertainty
deficit.
Is still there, isn't it?
Well, you have the deficit, you have the debt, you have to, we have to do fundamental tax reform. You know, it doesn't address, you know, sort of this massive entitlement spending. You know, starting January of this year, Jim, 10,000 baby boomers per day are going to be retiring per day.
And signing up for checks.
You know? And so, Jim, this is unsustainable. And so it really, even if we fix the fiscal cliff, even that is kicking the can down the road, if you will, you know, to the next debate in January or February. So, you know, really what should be happening with the fiscal cliff is that that both parties should be getting together, resolving this. We think extending the tax relief measures for another year to have a working period, a transitional period for tax reform, but really establishing rapport, you know, giving some certainty to the economy and business owners and consumers, and then, you know, really rolling up the sleeves, getting
but
back
do
to
we
work
have
in January.
Anybody, do we have anybody in Washington, all the way up to the president, who's at the table, who's even thinking about the largest job creators in the country, small business owners? I mean, they use our word, they use our name, they invoke our name all the time. But do you get the feeling that do we have any reason to believe that they actually know what they're talking about?
Well, I think some people do. I mean, unfortunately, as we saw this week, Jim, the president invited labor union leaders, he invited CEOs of major corporations,
no
he
small
invited
businesses.
Activists to the White House. But small businesses.
MoveOn.org. Think about this. MoveOn.org got invited to the White House, but Karen Kerrigan didn't. In what bizarre parallel universe is that appropriate?
Well, Jim, we're trying to fix that. We're going to be sending a letter to the president from the business community saying, look, we have to be at the table.
Let me know and let my audience know. We'll sign that letter. Karen, hold on to that thought. SBECouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen. Now more than ever before, we need to be supporting organizations like Karen's because we need them fighting for us in Washington, D.C. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.